Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
The statewide Kentucky Innovation Network recently opened an office in Pikeville to support current business owners and provide startup help for entrepreneurs. Assistant Director Justin Prater has been visiting businesses in the 8 East Kentucky counties served by the office and stopped in at WMMT.
Hello, I'm Justin Prater from originally born and raised in Pikeville, Kentucky. I work at the Kentucky Innovation Network at UPike. We're there to help entrepreneurs. You can be an existing entrepreneur. It can be anyone from a coal miner that's laid off that wants to start his own business but just doesn't know how to do the business side of things, or it can be an existing business that, you know, may or may not need consulting, marketing help, anything. You know, really, we're trying to become the one-stop shop for entrepreneurs and business owners. We're working on an business incubation center for entrepreneurs to come in and receive help and have office space and access to resources.
Entrepreneur is a big word that is heard a lot in talk about rebuilding the region's economy, but what is it exactly?
Hard to define an entrepreneur, but in my opinion, it's really just someone who can be on their own, be independent, take initiative, you know, be their own boss. And I think that's really going to be important going into the future. Instead of, you know, as hard as it is to find a job, it may be easier to create your own.
One goal of the Kentucky Innovation Network is to connect local entrepreneurs with investors who could help them get their businesses started.
If you go to the Golden Triangle, as it's called, Louisville, Lexington, Northern Kentucky, their entrepreneurship community is thriving. I mean, there's support everywhere. There's groups that get together. There's weekend events. There's pitch contests every week. And we've actually put our own pitch contest on. We've actually had two so far. You can get up in front of a group of investors and pitch your idea. Usually it's around 8 to 10 minutes long. You just get up, you talk about your product, what problem you plan on solving, how you're going to make money, what your value proposition is, you know, what is it about your product or service that's special. And, you know, there's investors in the crowd, there's connections. So it's really, even if you don't win, it's still great to be there for the connections that you receive. We recently had an angel investor pitch contest, and we had 8 participants throughout our nine county area. And it went over really well. We had a winner from Knott County and a second place winner from Pike County. So when you're pitching to these people, you're pitching to people that you know that are able to help you in some way. And even if they don't invest money, they can be mentors to you. They may have resources that are available that can help you. So it's really just trying to network and bring everyone together with the potential of some type of investment.
Angel investors are individuals who have assets of at least $1 million, not including their home. Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear recently signed a bill that provides tax credits for angel investors to encourage more investment in small businesses and spark innovation, business creation, and jobs.
The Kentucky Innovation Network is actually putting together an angel investors network. And what that is a group of people that can, you know, put money together and actually could invest in your business. I know funding is really hard to find right now, especially people that are just getting started. So the Angel Investors Network can actually alleviate some of that.
That was Justin Prater with the Pikeville office of the Kentucky Innovation Network. For more information on what they offer, go to www.kyinnovation.com or EKYStartup on Facebook. For WMMT, this is Mimi Pickering reporting.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.